You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
It's Stupid News time. Item number one is Stupid News. The operator of a retirement facility in Columbus, Georgia, has been ordered to pay their former receptionist $78,000 for firing her because she was too old. The irony of someone at a retirement facility being let go because they're too old is just too delicious. Shirley Noble was 78 years old. Sounds like $1,000 for every year she was alive. Shirley was 78 when she was let go of her job at the Covenant Woods Senior Living Center. This 1 month after being honored as the previous year's Employee of the Year.
Oh. This is just, you know, the...
Yeah.
So clearly they couldn't give a reason why they fired her other than age.
Yeah.
Because they just named her Employee of the Year.
Yep. Shirley had worked there 14 years. She returned to her job after a brief hospitalization.
Okay.
Here you go. While she was gone, things changed, I guess. A younger employee was seated at her desk.
A young hottie that was 59.
That's right. You know what's... Here's the difference, honey. I don't let the hair grow out of my mole.
Yeah. Can barely see those liver spots.
Right. At a meeting with her manager the following day, Shirley was questioned about whether she needed to continue working and how long she saw herself continuing in the workforce in general.
Now that
we've replaced you.
Until I die?
Yeah.
I have no savings.
I do work in a nursing home. I'm not getting rich doing this, you know. Yeah. Right, Toots?
I just figured
throw me one of those Kents.
Figured I'd move right in eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Clear me out of space in the back. Bring a cot.
Can somebody get my bedpan? I'm answering the phone for this place.
Come on. She expressed a desire to continue working for 2 or 3 more years, but the next day she's told she's being let go due to a loss of confidence in her abilities.
What?
You just named her Employee of the Year.
Yeah.
Wow. Dumbasses.
Her recent hospitalization was cited as a concern that led to this decision.
Yeah, but it's going to...
I don't know if they can lay it off on you going to the hospital.
No, they hired that young, hot 59-year-old.
You'll notice that person was already in there.
Yeah.
That's the dip.
Yeah, a little odd.
We've
got to go with her. She's not even 60 yet.
Literally, I know.
It's gonna really depend. Like, what was the hospitalization over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it wasn't over some kind of brain activity,
then
you got to let her have her job.
What are you going to do? She's the reigning Employee of the Year.
Reigning and defending.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She's the Nikola Jokic of that place.
Mm-hmm. Employers have a responsibility to evaluate an employee's performance without regard to age if the employee is 40 and over and without regard to an actual or perceived disability. So citing being hospitalized is a direct violation of that statement.
Mm.
Mm.
They're lucky they only have to pay $78,000.
Yeah.
We at Covenant Woods and Bright Space Senior Living, you know, a place for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Resolve this case due to the cost of litigating it. We do not admit any wrongdoing or discriminatory conduct.
Of course.
Long sentence. Lawyer speak. Here's $78,000. Shut up. Go away. Age discrimination in the Employment Act only applies to workers who are at least 40 years old. The law does not protect workers under 40 from age discrimination, although some states offer similar safeguards for younger people. Mm-hmm. FYI.
What a bad look.
Come to Rena and say she's too young for a certain job?
I guess if they don't have the protection.
I mean,
you don't have any protections, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's what a horrible look for a senior living facility.
Yeah, it's not good.
To bounce someone for being old.
Too old. Yeah.
Delicious.
Wow.
Delicious.
Man, whoever the executive was that made that decision.
They should have thought that out a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know what? Then we wouldn't have so much fun in Stupid News.
Well, when we were looking for a place for Mom, what a nice thing that is. It's like what? Like a cupboard? Like a cubby?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you? It's your mother.
Yeah.
A place for Mom. We're putting her in an effing box and up on a shelf somewhere. Anyway, that's item one.
Item number two takes us to Florida, where a Florida man by the name of Enderlin Leonce carved his name into
Enderlin.
Yeah.
He carved his name into the side of a police car.
I wonder how many other Enderlins they questioned first when they saw the name.
What's his last name?
Leonce.
Enderlin Leonce. Oh, they are a dime a dozen down there in Florida, Rick.
What I love is...
Like Ponce de Leonce.
Yeah. The cops will come out, see Enderlin scrawled into their car and go, what the hell's that?
Yeah.
Nobody knows that's a name.
Let Carrie have her moment. Yep.
Your karaoke song.
Perfect. It was our karaoke song on Friday.
Really?
Yeah, me and Kat, Sean's girlfriend, we got up on the stage and sang this. But Enderlin carved, the name is Enderlin Leonce, into the side of the police car.
Yeah, Leonce.
And when the officer did a check on the name, he found out that he lived in the same neighborhood, and he confronted Enderlin.
Wow.
Enderlin said that he did it because the man wouldn't take him back to Haiti. So...
He needed a ride to Haiti.
Evidently.
He knows there's water, right?
The officer also found him carrying metal joint pliers with green paint transfer, which is the paint that's on the side of the car.
I love the idea, though, that your name, as you've pointed out, is barely a word.
Yeah.
Enderlin Leonce.
Yeah.
And yet his penmanship is so good that the cop could read it well enough to determine that that's what I need to go searching for.
Yeah.
To be honest, it sounds like a rare disease.
Yeah,
he's, he's been diagnosed with Enderlin Leonce.
My God.
What's he's got diagnosis? About 6 months, so there's no cure.
You said that what he scratched in was, the whole thing was,
the name is Enderlin Leonce.
So he even told them it's a name. Dude!
Well, due to his mental state, they took him to a hospital where he kept muttering things like, I did it. I deserve to go to jail.
It's a disease.
Really?
Yeah.
Kept just saying, Enderlin.
If they hadn't named me Enderlin Leonce, I would have been something. If you continue to do this, I will set this place on fire.
They took him into custody after being released from the hospital because it was intentional and malicious. Carving your name into the side of a police car.
No.
Please.
No. Especially
or any car.
A really unique
Don't do that.
Name.
Yeah. And it was about $1,000 in repairs, so not good.
And the patience. There's a lot of letters in Enderlin Leonce.
Yeah.
This is going to be a whole new thing. I want to start writing this random places. The name is Enderlin Leonce.
just make it that, Kilroy was here.
Exactly, like that.
Yeah.
That's item number two.
All right. Finally this. By the way, if you're interested, you'll see the story on the Rumble Morning Facebook page, the See It Now tab of our app. A mysterious mummy's foot, supposedly belonging to an alien, was recently discovered and seized by authorities during a raid on a UFO museum. Raid of the UFO Museum of Argentina.
Argentina.
A hotbed for UFO activity.
Mm-hmm. Basically, lick the microphone.
I know. Tastes like Michael in the afternoon. Discovered. coincides with journalists and ufologists' ongoing claims that that one of them had discovered two three-fingered non-human alien corpses in Cusco, Peru.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah.
Also, did you say ufologist?
Yes.
That's a thing?
That's pretty cool.
It is. That's what they say.
Wow.
1,000-year-old aliens, in quotes, were allegedly found in Peruvian mines. Isn't this where the guy showed up with the three little dolls and tried to convince people that they were alien corpses.
Right, something like that.
Like in front of the Peruvian government or something.
Well, and I think I remember another wrinkle to this story where it was like they were discovered in Peruvian mines. What the hell are they doing in Argentina? How did they get there?
Right. Yeah. How did they end up? Well, the UFO museum.
I guess, yeah.
Somebody grabbed them and brought them back, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. This guy, Jamie Mawson is the guy's name, on multiple occasions over the past few months has been presenting sets of alien corpses to the Congress in Mexico.
There we go. That's what it was.
Claiming that 30% of their DNA is not from any known species on Earth.
Okay.
Wow. Mm.
Because of the presentations, Mawson became the subject of a criminal investigation by the Peruvian authorities for removing these items from Peru.
There we go.
Now, in a similar investigation, Interpol agents and the Department of the Protection of Cultural Heritage of the Federal Police, they raided the UFO Museum, which is located in Argentina. Around 60 exhibits were seized in the raid, including the supposed foot of an alien mummy. And according to a local news source, after field work, the feds detected a post on a YouTube channel which documented that there was a piece similar to the one reported in the museum in question, which would be protected by this national law on archaeological heritage.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but it kind of makes that Indiana Jones Crystal Skull movie kind of make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, haters eat it.
Right. Prior to the raid, officials from the Peruvian Ministry of Culture interpreted a press conference. Interrupted a press conference.
Who's sitting there taking notes, writing.
Hosted by a ufologist where the subject was these three-figured alien mummies, which, again, he credits with coming from Peru. He's not supposed to have
them. If you flip them over on the back side of them, it says the name is Enderlin Leon.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
I thought it said Made in Peru.
Made in Peru. Still says Made in China.
Bottom of their little clubby foot.
Yeah.
Hey, those three stories are true.
And Enderlin Leon's.
That's right. That's why it is.
Stupid news.